Mask your sorrow, Her Majesty. The Khwarazmshah's vizier is here.
I hereby say, long live Khwarazmshah. Now that the king has left, Khwarazm, the queen and the child's mother, is supposed to make a big announcement as to regarding her final decision. Sheikh Mariz Bouali Sina has accepted our invitation and is coming here to treat the prince. I told him that the prince eats nothing but grass.
Please, Vizier, don't dare say such crass words before me.
I have to be frank, my lady. I beg your pardon. The Sheikh told me there was only one way to treat him. He said it was the only way. He said, believe it or not, we will have to slaughter him.
What? Have to slaughter him? Oh!
Please listen, my lady. I beg you and the courtiers not to mention anything, and please, do what Hakim wants you to do. Please, I beg you. Take him to the altar.
Apprentice Butcher. Apprentice Butcher.
Yes, Master of Butchers.
Apprentice Butcher.
Yes, Master of Butchers.
Apprentice Butcher.
Yes, Master of Butchers.
Apprentice Butcher, you must pour his blood in the gold tub.
The gold tub is ready, Master of Butchers.
Tie up the cow's hands.
Mind.
Excellency, the cow must be slaughtered and taken through to the kitchen.
It is bony. Its stomach is empty. It's a bag of bones.
Master, the cow's really no good for the royal kitchen at all, but Master, slaughter it. We have other places to go to as well.
I would never slaughter such a scrawny cow. Come on, get up, quick! Fetch me another cow, come on! It's like a skinny monkey rather than a cow.
So what shall we do with the thin cow?
It must be fattened up.
with fodder.
I don't think it'll even get fat with fodder. This one is a sick cow. It must be given medicine. Who's the owner? I'll tell him what to give it.
This man's his owner, I would think.
I tell you, Master, there are no other cows in the house.
So then this is all just a wild goose chase. Untie it and let's go. Let's get moving.
Consider yourself lucky.
Let's go.
Master? Master, are you not going to go and slaughter it?
Why not, if it gets fat?
Are you sure it can't get fat by any chance?
Yes, sure. It must take medicines and eat human food. Are you its owner?
Yes, I am. And all I have is a scrawny cow. What medicine shall I give it?
Follow me, and I'll tell you. Let's go.
Two horsemen are coming slowly.
Who are they?
They both have heads on them and are riding saddled horses, which are carrying grass. They're coming from afar.
Go and fetch them. Go!
Let's go. Let's go. Come on.
What are you eating over here?
Get up and take your tablecloth!
Take their grass. We have some starving goats.
Get out of the way!
Where are you going? Where are you going?
Doesn't this pass lead to Gorgonj?
It doesn't. Where are you going? Where are you going? Where are you... You'd better answer. You take things too seriously. You're under siege! You're under siege.
To Gorgunj. To Kuras Masha's court.
Turks are not allowed to go to court.
We are the speakers, the official envoys of the great Sultan, Mahmud of Ghazna. We have a sealed letter from him for entering Khorasan.
Throw away the garage and get off your horses. Where is your letter? Maybe it's the Sultan's sealed letter. You may tell the truth.
Turks always tell the truth.
Give me 2 5 dinars, and you may go!
Are you trying to take tolls from Sultan Mahmud's envoys?
The Sultan himself will have to pay 5 dinars if he wants to pass. All right, the road is open now.
Greetings to the envoys of Sultan Mahmud.
Sultan's greetings from Khorasan Shah and from his wife Vizire.
I read Sultan Mahmud's sealed letter. He has asked for Khorasmian scholars to come. Especially he wants Sheikh Oriz Bawali.
The Sultan Mahmud, he will most certainly return the Khorasan Shah's favor that he has offered.
Certainly. But the Sultan's envoys know very well that their Sultan has asked for a jewel that not a living soul can pay for, no one, except for the King of Khorasan. So you must wait until the king comes back to Khorasan.
How long?
I've been informed today that the king will be in Khorasan for 3 days.
We'll stay here for 3 days, but will your king give what the Sultan has asked for? Will you?
Stay in the palace for 3 days.
We will if the wise vizier assures us that the Sultan will be given what he wants. The Sultan gets whatever he wants, though, even it may take many, many years.
I've heard much about your Sultan. I have to wait and see what the King's opinion is.
I wish the King of Khurasm would come back in a month, you know, instead of 3 days.
Relax. Don't worry.
Master, it's afraid of death.
No. It has no concept of life, nor fear of death. Its fear is just an instinctive reaction, but it won't die. Don't worry. It'll survive if it lets me stitch the cat.
Hello.
Hello.
Hand me a knife, please. It is only man that is aware of himself and consequently his life.
And he knows that someday he will die.
Excellent. And consequently, aware of his death too, then.
I would never disturb you if it was not for a matter of great urgency to everyone.
May all of God's blessings rain down upon you. You're not disturbing me, wise vizier of Khurasmshah. You're more than welcome. In fact, I would come willingly if you sent for me.
It's a matter of great urgency.
I beg your pardon. Today, an issue has occupied my mind.
What are you looking for?
There was a young man here.
Let me help you. I dismissed the caretaker. I wanted to talk to you in secret.
It must be about the prince. What state is he in?
He's strolling in the garden today.
Oh, thank God.
I thought he looked very, very well.
Thank God. Doesn't he moo anymore?
He doesn't talk about cows anymore. He doesn't talk at all. It's a distressing symptom.
That's good news. He's meditating in order to find himself. Let him dwell on it, thinking about himself. When the body is weakened, the soul has to shoulder all of the body's burdens, you see. And it is the soul that will become exhausted when it's weak. Though soul and body are not the same in nature, they have a strong connection to each other in reality. I'm relieved to hear he doesn't think he's a cow anymore. That was good news.
There's an issue that's much more important than the prince's illness.
Sahli, I'm going to tell you a secret right now. There are some invisible germs in water, this life-giving element that cause diseases. I've conducted many experiments, but I'm not sure about the results.
Listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you. It's even more important than water.
But I don't think so. There's nothing more important than water. What's the mystery of water? What's it hiding? I've been thinking about it for years and years.
Listen. Sultan Mahmud has sent two envoys here now, and they're going to take you to his court.
Sahli, like pleurisy and tuberculosis come from the earth, there are many, many diseases that come from the water. Perhaps later generations will unlock its mystery someday.
You're really not listening to me, are you?
I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to. You were talking about the prince, I guess. Love is a kind of disease, like melancholia, characterized by gloomy thoughtfulness, brought on by thinking about certain images. And Eros certainly also strengthens it. It's characterized by sunken, dry eyes and fluttering of the eyelids. A sufferer of love breathes fast and with difficulty. That's why he sighs a lot of the time. He's weakened and emaciated, but not his eyes. Although they're sunken deep in, his eyelids get larger due to insomnia and constant weeping.
If you're talking about the prince, you should...
I'm talking about him. Though he no longer thinks he's a cow, the root cause of his illness is love. He ought to abolish this love if he wants to recover.
Hakim, you need to completely forget about the prince.
Thank you very much. Come with me, Sahli. Water has occupied my thoughts.
Hakim, Sultan Mahmud has asked Karamzad to give you to him soon.
Sahli, have you ever thought that water, this limpid and lucid element, has an invisible world within?
I'd like the Sheikh to stay in Khwarazm permanently.
If it stops flowing, it gets stagnant. If it runs, it remains limpid.
I think Khwarazm Shah will give you to Mahmud as a gift.
Mahmud? Which one?
Sultan Mahmud of Ganza.
I beg your pardon. I was absorbed in water. I think you were telling me that I had to avoid Ghazna. You're absolutely right. Years ago, it was my dear mother that told me the exact same thing. Why did you tell me that now?
Sultan Mahmud has sent envoys to Khwarazm and has asked the king of Khwarazm to give him some scientists like you. Sheikh Arezbo Ali Sina, Sheikh Aburahan Biruni, Abunazar the Iraqi, Abun Sahi the Christian, and others, all of them. Now stop thinking about water and listen to me. Elek Khan and other Turk emirs have frightened Karamza. I fear he will be forced to agree to Mahmud's request. I dispatched an envoy to Biruni in order to warn him about staying in Khwarazm. I think it's too dangerous and the Sheikh had better leave Khwarazm. You have to flee.
Thank you.
I cannot leave the court, can I? The prince has not recovered completely from his illness.
Yes, I know. And I'll allow you to go, but you have to go before the king comes back from the hunt, otherwise I cannot help you at all.
Sahagi. So I have to leave Karazm immediately.
I know. And what a pity. I wanted to build a school in Gorganj. Many students would be taught and come to your class. They would learn many things, and one of them would be Muhammad Salih. What a pity. Goodbye.
I will really miss you.
Finds out everything that I have told you, he will punish me most severely. Goodbye.
Goodbye. If it doesn't run, it will be stagnant. It's limpid when it runs.
Turn the vaults 4 degrees to the east. I haven't sighted the Leo yet. It's him.
Hello, Sheikh Abu Rehan Biruni.
How do you do, sir? It's good to see you. And hello, Abu Sal the Christian, my master and teacher. Welcome to you, welcome.
Hello, Sheikh Biruni.
Tonight the sky is cloudless. How wonderful it is, how wonderful.
Is it wonderful tonight or every night?
Biruni, do you know who he is? You are enamored by the sky, and he is a sky of knowledge.
No doubt about it, since he came with you.
I have come with him. It was my duty to introduce you to Sheikh Rais Abu Ali Sina, after all.
Is he?
Yes, he is. The brilliant Hakim Sheikh Rais Abu Ali Sina.
Oh dear, please forgive me. I'm sorry for talking about the sky in front of him.
It is said that Master Biruni knows the stars like the back of his hand. Sheikh Biruni, don't put me to the test. Bu Ali is not known widely for his knowledge.
Let's dispense with the formalities. We have to leave Gorganj before the crack of dawn. You know, Sultan Mahmud of Ghazna is going to conquer the land.
I received Khwarazm Shah's wise vizier's message. But tell me, Master, how can I abandon the observatory that I made with great difficulty to escape Mahmud's clutches? That would be terrible.
I'm sorry, but you have to abandon it.
May I look more closely?
Oh, sure. It's a pity scientists are being exchanged as court ornaments in a time when kings and emirs believe themselves to be the lords and masters of peasants. Your life is constantly threatened if you want to have a class or school or observatory, unless you are under the patronage of one emir or another. Then the emir decides one day to exchange you with something. If you refuse, then you are a heretic, a heathen, or non-Muslim, and everyone is allowed to shed your blood.
Sheikh Biruni, I also think that from Gorganj we should flee.
I really value the opportunity to be Sheikh Bu Ali's companion. But what do I do with the observatory? I've been working hard for years to establish it. How can I abandon it?
Let's go. We ought to prepare for the journey. We'll be waiting for you at the crack of dawn at the city's gate.
Good night.
Have a nice night.
Good night.
Begging the kings for the observatory. So shame on me.
Demonstrations from God and use reasoning in regard to him and his creatures. From what may exist and whose existence has a rational explanation, we must make deductions about the necessary existence whose existence is identical to his essence.
Is it possible for the source of goodness to emit an evil or irrational act?
Evil is the concomitant of the natural world, and per accident to goodness. Whatever exists, whether it seems more good or more evil, emits from him. But God is only content with goodness. A world entirely without evil is the most evil world. The world couldn't be better than it is now. God made it that way, and everything emits from him. Sheikh Biruni, trying to forget about it.
Come along, we'll find a way. Bu'ali.
Nighttime approaches. Walk with long steps. Don't lose hope, gentlemen. We'll find the way.
I cannot walk anymore.
Biruni, you're a master of geography. Tell us how far it is from here to Gorganj.
Come on.
Oh, scientists, if you could tell the future, you would know where we are.
Aristotle considered the heavenly sphere to be neither light nor heavy, because it neither moves away from the center nor moves towards the center. That's why the heavenly sphere may be either light or heavy, and it may move towards the center or away from it. Oh, my. We won't find our way if the sky is cloudy. Second, why did Aristotle accept his ancestors' views about the heavenly spheres? Why, there is no doubt about the inaccuracy of their knowledge, which was always based on appearance. Third, Aristotle believes in six directions, since a cube has six sides. That's why the circle has a single surface with infinite directions.
Right.
So when diversity ends, unity begins. For Aristotle, ether and atmosphere are circular. That's why we get heat from the sun and its light. They come from the surroundings to the center. What is the nature of sunlight? Is it matter or something else? I'll ask you again. If we get heat from the sun and sunlight, that is from the surroundings to the center. Then why did Aristotle consider the Earth to be the center of the world?
Biruni, shall we wait till the stars come out to find the way?
Six. For Aristotle's movement begins from the right, and the stars rise from the east. While the east for us is the west, for those who live on the other side of the world.
Well, then, that Greek philosopher was partially right and partially wrong.
Now listen to another question from Bu'Rayhan Biruni. Why is Aristotle's God only aware of his own self, if he is the necessary existent and therefore the source of existence? Huh?
Hold me responsible for what I've said. Not Aristotle. Now lend me a hand.
Thank you.
aware of what is in the earth and what comes out of it, and what falls from the sky and what goes towards it. He's even aware of all particles in the sky and on the earth.
With death, the soul gets rid of the body and gets connected to universal reason, weakly or strongly. A good soul seeks its bliss in its connection to the active intelligence. But other souls suffer from eternal affliction. As the weakness of the body leads to illness, chastisement is the inevitable consequence of wicked souls. Rewards and punishments are relative to the knowledge souls have. Can the eternal be more than one?
It cannot.
Creation is God's attention to his essence. Since he's essentially creative, he's the cause of the world. But the cause and the caused are inevitably in the same time. The cause becomes complete in the creation of the caused. The existence of the cause is antecedent to the existence of the world, but this antecedence is essential, not temporal. Therefore, we may consider three attributes. He's one, he's self-existent, and he's the necessary existent. In other words, God's self is the concomitant of his existence. Whatever exists receives its existence from the necessary existent. You said earlier that the equator comes from the east and crosses the China Sea, India, and some islands?
Yes. And those who live on this line, that is the equator, they have equal nights and equal days. The mornings and the nighttime is exactly the same length of time. And they are the same distance from the North Pole and the South
Pole. Please.
Thanks.
Dear scientists, it will be rainy tonight. So please spend the night here in the mill with me.
The sky is bright. It won't rain.